All right, welcome back. Final segment. Who's talking tonight? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Dr. Bobby Call, Michael Tusky. You're going to hear from him momentarily. But before you do, we're going to do the play of the game brought to you by our friends of LeClaire Ryan.
Easy choice. We selected the men's football game versus the Maryland Terrapins. However, choosing the play was quite challenging as there were numerous great plays during the game. Anyhow, we've chosen the play when Maryland's defense had stiffened and UVA faced a fourth down and one at the Maryland, like, 1.5-yard line early in the third quarter. Mike London signaled, go for it. No worries. Mike Rocco, the quarterback, handed the ball to number 33, Perry Jones, a.k.a. Superman, and he sliced off left tackle, shed one tackler, for a huge touchdown that basically silenced the crowd. UVA had seized control of the game and would add more points later on a nice pass play from Rocco to Max Million, the fullback. And UVA's defense held on as Rodney McLeod had three INTs in the final aspects of that game. This was the Wahoos' third consecutive win at College Park.
You know, you can tell this is a low-budget show by those crowd noises. You know, we're going to have to have some canned crowd noise here. But let's go to Michael Tusky with the Olympic update.
Starting off, the Virginia men's soccer team is now 12-6-1 and 5-3-1 in the ACC. They beat NC State 4-1 on Thursday night in Charlottesville as the team celebrated senior night. Brian Ownby, a senior from Deep Run High School, scored the first goal and dished out two assists for the Cavaliers. Based on his performance, he was named ACC Player of the Week for the first time in his career. With the victory, the Hoos earned the fourth seed in the ACC tournament and the right to host an ACC tournament quarterfinal game, which happened last night as Virginia beat number 5 seed Wake Forest 4-3 in double overtime at Klockner Stadium. Sophomore Brian Spann scored two goals, including the golden goal with 20 seconds left in the second overtime for the win. Next, the team will face number 1 seed North Carolina in the ACC semifinals on Friday evening at 5:30 at the Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina. The finals will be held on Sunday at high noon and will be broadcast on ESPNU. The number 8 Virginia women's soccer team is now 14-4-2 after suffering a tough 2-1 loss to number 9 Florida State in the ACC semifinals on Friday night in Cary, North Carolina. The loss snapped a 6-game winning streak for the Cavaliers. First-year midfielder Morgan Bryan was named ACC Freshman of the Year and to the first team All-ACC. Joining her on the first team was junior forward Caroline Miller. Next, the team hosts the Long Island Blackbirds on Friday at 7 p.m. in the first round of the 2011 NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament. Virginia is a number 2 seed for the second consecutive year and third time in the past 4 years. UVA is also making its 18th consecutive and 24th overall NCAA tournament appearance. Only North Carolina and Notre Dame have longer streaks of consecutive appearances.
All right, before we forget, Hobbo, this is that moment where we get to announce the first UVA men's basketball game is this Sunday, 2 o'clock in John Paul Jones Arena. The Cavaliers will host South Carolina State. I don't know their nickname.
I don't either, but we're going to win the basketball game. I will go on the record as saying the Hoos are going to take care of business on Sunday. And speaking of the Coach Bennett, we don't have it confirmed yet. We're hopeful of having him on the show next week, but if not next week, very soon we will have him as a guest on the show.
In addition, we have lined up former UVA defensive tackle and former NFL tackle Ryan Keel, who now works for Under Armour, and he'll be on our show next week and looking forward to his visit for certain. All right, let's talk about around the bend in the ACC real quickly. First off, let's get Virginia versus Duke out of the way.
Virginia.
I'm picking Virginia. Michael?
Virginia.
Virginia.
All right, unanimous.
Unanimous.
All right, let's look at the other games real quick. Clemson hosts Wake Forest.
Clemson.
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 I'm going to go Clemson. NC State travels to Boston College.
Wolfpack.
NC State.
The Pack.
Pack. All right. Miami travels to Florida State in a tough game.
Florida State, but it'll be close.
Knowles.
Miami.
Knowles. All right. Maryland has got Notre Dame playing up at FedEx Field.
Maryland's awful. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Irish. The Dame.
All right.
Big one tomorrow night, Tech versus Tech.
Tech versus Tech. Georgia Tech is hosting Virginia Tech. Hobbo, your thoughts?
Virginia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
I'm going Georgia Tech only because we need Georgia Tech to win that one. All right. Next week's show, don't miss it. We've got Ryan Keel and hopefully Tony Bennett Hobbo, good show. Thank you, Michael Tusky. Thank you, Dr. Robert Call.
And thank you, listeners. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, UVA Bookstores, CapTech Ventures, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Hildreth Moving and Storage, CNF Bank and CNF Investment Services, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910.